If you have low back pain, you're gonna wanna watch this video. So many people have low back pain. Some people it's from sitting, some people it's from standing, some people it's from doing physical work, some people it's from being inactive. The low back doesn't care. It can affect anybody. So here's some things we can do to take tension off it, because we know each day tension is building up on it. So if we're intentional and take the tension off, we can keep it feeling better, which is gonna help us to stay more active. Remember STAR, S is for stretch. Stretch the low back, down. Just pick one or two low back stretches. Make sure you do that. It could be a side stretch. There's tons and tons of stretches for the low back. Two, trigger stick. Make sure you're rolling your back out. This helps get the little muscles moving. This helps get the inflammation and the tightness out from the day. It brings new fluid in, teaches the muscles how to heal long and strong, so that it keeps length in the muscle instead of the muscle getting tighter and tighter and tighter. You could do the back, and if you're really ambitious, you can do all the way around the front. Because remember, you could take care of things before they bother you, and they'll stay healthier and they'll bother you less. So that's always my suggestion. But if you only have time for one thing, make sure you're definitely at least taking care of the parts that are screaming out for your help. The A in STARS stands for adjustments. You can get adjustment by hand, or you can get adjustment by instrument. The point of getting an adjustment is the joint has to move to be healthy. The joint has to move for the disc to stay healthy, protect the nerves better so they don't get irritated. And without the nerves being irritated, the muscles are a lot more relaxed. And that helps your stretching and your work and everything go further, because the joints are the foundation of it all. And if the joints are struggling, it's going to be very hard for any of the other things you're doing to work well. Next is R, roller. So we're going to foam roll the back. When you roll the back, just start with a little bit of light tension through there. You go through the middle, you can go over to the sides a little bit. Just get the low back rolling. Just put a little bit of pressure off. If you get better and do it more often, you can go deeper and let more of your body weight onto it. You could do the back. You could even do into the hips if they're tight. You can use a foam roller, or you can use a rumble roller, but usually use the rumble roller on the meatier tissues. Don't roll the rumble roller over your spine, because the knobs aren't lined up and even, and you don't want the knobs pushing on your spine. So this is good for like glutes and into the hips and into the legs, but try to keep this off your back and neck. And S is strength. Now the low back gets a lot of work, so it's usually pretty strong. But if you do want to do exercise for your back, body weight alone is just fine. Stay up tall, legs straight, everything aligned, feet hip distance apart, head up. And when you come down, just keep your back flat. And I like to bend my legs a little, because that protects your back. And then you just come back up again. So it's like a little bit of a squat with your top half folding down and then coming back up, and you're getting your back. If you want to do more back, you keep your legs straight. I like to do a little bit of leg bend to protect my back, because I'd rather do two more back exercises or two more back reps than I would to put too much tension on it too fast. But then once you are warmed up, if you want to do a couple with your legs a little more straight, that's fine. But just make sure you're pulling your belly in and you're just working your back. And remember, it's a consistency game. You don't have to do it all in one day. We all know it's important to keep our back healthy. Make sure you keep the joints healthy. That's usually the foundation of all our movement. It's the protection for our nerve system and all our muscles attached to it, so it's how our body moves. So the healthier the joints are, the better everything else will work. Your stretching, your foam roller, your trigger stick, and even all your exercises. Because on a healthy back, everything gets stronger. On an unhealthy back, all those exercises and all those stretches can irritate something. So you want to make sure you start with the joint. Then you want to make sure you have flexibility. Flexibility allows you to handle stress without it getting into the spine. And then you do strength to hold it all together. If you do it in that order, you'll find that your back is healthier, stronger, you'll be more active, and you'll have less setbacks. I hope these tips help you. As you know, they're going to take consistency and time, so stick with them. But for any reason, if you're not getting the results you want, reach out, get in touch, and I'll help in any way I can.